Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A second woman has accused Senator Al Franken of groping her. Washington Post political reporter Amber Phillips is joining us. So, Amber, who is this accuser and what does she say happened?
Hi, yeah. This accuser is Lindsay Menz. She's 33. She now lives in Texas. But she says when she was in Minnesota, she had, I believe, a booth set up that day at the Minnesota State Fair in 2010. Senator Franken walks by, you know, they take a photo as you do when you walk, when you see, you know, your state's United States Senator. And she tells CNN's MJ Lee, who broke the story, that Franken, quote, pulled me in really close, like awkward close. And as my husband took the picture, he put his hand full-fledged on my rear. It was wrapped tightly around my butt cheek. CNN's MJ Lee corroborates that Lindsay told her husband immediately after. There are social media posts in the days afterward where she claims this. The story seems, what I'm trying to say is corroborated beyond this one woman saying this happened.
Any response yet from Franken?
His office has not issued a statement that I'm aware of. He did tell CNN, he issued kind of a non-denial. He said, you know, I've taken thousands. Hang on, let me find the exact quote. I've taken thousands of photos at the state fair, surrounded by hundreds of people, and I certainly don't remember taking this photo, he said. I feel badly that Ms. Menz came away from our interaction feeling disrespected, which, you know, he doesn't deny the actual allegations. He doesn't technically apologize. He sort of says, kind of hints at the fact that he doesn't remember it, but again, he doesn't deny this.
Unlike the first accusation, Amber, this one allegedly happened after Franken became a senator. Could that land him in bigger trouble than perhaps the first accusation?
Yeah, I think that's a really key thing. This happened 2 years after he was elected, whereas the first accusation happened 2 years before. And, you know, the Senate Ethics Committee, which is the committee that kind of has the power to investigate sitting senators and recommend the full Senate kick them out if they want, has been really hesitant to punish senators for conduct that happened before they got into the Senate. Of course, this is very different. This is conduct that happened while Franken was in the Senate. So I think it increases the likelihood that he gets some sort of punishment. He's already going to be under investigation, some sort of punishment, or maybe even, you know, the ultimate punishment would be the full Senate voting to kick him out.
Well, you also have to wonder, Amber, as we've seen with the Roy Moores and the Louis C.K.'s and all the other names that have popped up recently. I mean, this is two accusations now. You got to wonder if maybe more come, and does that raise the question of, you know, a pattern of behavior with Franken?
Exactly. I think that Democrats on Capitol Hill, I think Franken's supporters back in Minnesota, I think the people who oppose him and Republicans are all asking this question. Is Franken a serial groper? There are now two stories, and as you're absolutely right, as we saw with Roy Moore, the Washington Post originally reported four young women. They reported two more. A couple weeks later, as more women felt emboldened to speak out, other news organizations have reported other women accusing Roy Moore. I mean, we've seen that when one accusation comes out in the public, more women say that they feel emboldened to speak up.
Amber, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Washington Post political reporter Amber Phillips. Thank you.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.